Good morning. Okay, Trump attorney Michael Cohen breaking down in tears yesterday in the courtroom. Did you watch all that? Yeah, the irony of it. The irony of it. It's just, it's unbelievable how, without context, this looks. I actually had a girlfriend of mine, I have this happen from time to time, as it turns out, the group of young women that I hung out with in college, they were my sorority sisters for the most part, all ended up, they're the suburban women who vote Democrat, all ended up on the liberal side. So I had one of them contact me over Facebook, as she often does when she sees news, and she knows that I'll always give her another side of the news story. She's just curious. And she says, you know, listen, I mean, this looks really bad. I mean, this looks like Trump's done. And I said, I mean, done how? On what? You know, I mean, what do you mean? What is the thing you think is finished? She said, you know, this looks pretty airtight. This looks like Trump has just finished. And she said, you know, the campaign finance violation. That's a perception out there. And I'm always fascinated to read when they contact me. They know I'm a conservative talk show host, so they know the direction I'm going to come from. And they're very polite about it. I mean, she was genuinely wanting to know what I thought. And so, you know, I messaged her back and I said, listen, you know, this, and this. And she, you know, she's shocked. Are you sure that's true? I mean, the lack of context being given here is simply, you know, just stunning to absolutely amazing. I mean, when you back up for a minute. Okay, so do you realize, you know, Michael Cohen, Trump's attorney, recorded Trump. We know that by now, right? Do you know on one of the tape recordings, Trump says to Cohen about the payment to Stormy Daniels, make sure you use a check. Like, as in a highly traceable piece of paper. Make sure you use a check. It's somebody who is trying to hide a campaign violation. Finance violation, ask his attorney to use a check? To make sure to use a check. I explained to my friend, I said, listen, the key thing here is that nobody in the United States of America has ever been convicted for doing what the media is presupposing Trump did. She said, they haven't? And I said, no, this is the first time. Normally these things are settled by fines. I said, but there's a second problem here. They have to prove Trump's intent. They have to prove he didn't care if his kids knew about Stormy Daniels. He didn't care if his wife knew about Stormy Daniels. His only reason for doing this was because he wanted to win the presidency. And that's why they need Michael Cohen. That's why Michael Cohen was in court crying yesterday, because they need Michael Cohen to say, oh, yeah. No, Trump totally meant this is a campaign cover up. He didn't care if the kids and family members and friends and everyone who ever knew him knew about this. He didn't care about that. He wanted a campaign finance. Well, then, and he tried to hide it using me. Okay, why'd he ask you to use a check? I mean, the guy's not dumb. As Rush pointed out yesterday, he vanquished a field of 17 Republicans before he even got to Hillary. And GOP donors trying to stop him with $80 million of money that could have gone to stop Hillary, but they used it to stop Trump instead. That shows you what kind of donors the GOP has. Yes, I sent all this back to her, and she's like, are you sure that's true? Yeah. Are you sure? Because I would have heard that. No, you wouldn't have. You listen to the mainstream media. And I told her, you got to start listening to talk radio. Just listen to both. Take in both. Don't turn it off. Listen to the contrast. It's more powerful that way. So I want to walk you back through something to put this whole, couple of things, to put this whole Cohen thing in perspective. I've been obsessed with this, as has Tom Fitton with Judicial Watch. Since one of the most stunning things I think I've seen in my entire political career, and I can't get off it, and I apologize to you for that, but it is really unbelievable history, was to watch Michael Cohen get forced to plead guilty. Michael Cohen had two choices. He could either take the tax charges Mueller had against him, which had nothing to do with Trump or Russia, completely separate. And they could go after him they could try him and sentence him for those. He's looking at 20 years there. Or he could plead guilty to perjuring himself before Congress. And he's looking at 3 to 4 years on that. Right. So, of course, like anybody else, he chooses the perjury. Well, what was ironic is that Flynn pleads guilty to perjuring himself before Congress, getting the dates wrong on a Trump business deal. Right. A Trump business deal, the dates of which, by the way, have long since been published in the media. Trump did not hide it. Mueller didn't go figure out the real dates and bust him in a lie. They had been reported in the media. You can find them on LexisNexis. So what Cohen said to Congress is easily debunked by what Trump and others around him have told the media about the Russian deal. This is not secret stuff. And so the media, the mainstream media's whole crazy line about, see, Putin could have blackmailed Trump because Putin knew that Cohen was lying to Congress and he could control Trump. No. Well, how would Putin know? Read the media. Details of that business deal long since published. But what was stunning, to put all this in perspective, which is stunning, is to watch the former head of the FBI go under oath and testify before Congress that he committed perjury. Admit it. An incredible string of questioning by Trey Gowdy, who says, hey, listen, did you verify that dossier? No, I didn't. I knew nothing about it. The reason Gowdy asked him that, as I've told you before, he signed the FISA warrant application three times. It says right beneath his name under penalty of perjury that he had verified that document. So why would Comey go before Congress, members of Congress, under oath and admit to committing perjury? What a stunning thing to see the director of the FBI admit to committing perjury and nothing happens. Admit under oath to committing perjury and nothing happens. The same week they get Michael Cohen for perjury. Same FBI. Same people. Same group. I mean, what a stunning contrast in dual justice. But why did James Comey tell the truth? Why did James... Who knows with Comey what the truth is? Why did James Comey admit to perjuring himself before the FISA court last week? Seems counterintuitive, right? Why did he admit? Totally didn't check it. I didn't verify. When you signed under penalty of perjury that you did three times, there's three felonies there, each carrying up to 5 years in prison. Why would Comey say that? And this is the kicker that you have to understand when you watch what happened yesterday with Cohen. The kicker is that dossier itself was a crime. Remember this? Hillary's campaign committed two crimes, a felony and a misdemeanor, to produce the dossier. You cannot pay a foreign national more than $50,000. That's a felony. Campaign finance, felony. They did. They had to cover that up, so they didn't report it. That's a misdemeanor. Two, Comey took the product, a criminal product, the product of campaign finance crimes, a misdemeanor and a felony. Can't get any clearer about it. And he used it to launch a spy operation into Donald Trump's campaign. So when Comey went before Congress, folks, when Comey went before Congress, he had to admit to perjury because his only other choice was to admit he lied to the FISA court about the origins of the dossier and colluded with Hillary to commit campaign finance violations. So he went with just plain perjury and nothing happens. And yet you watch Cohen crying in court yesterday for far less perjury and far fewer, a much smaller campaign finance violation. It is the starkest contrast in dual justice I've ever seen. Do you realize it's just 12 days until Christmas? That's it. I don't know. Do you feel like we've kind of already had Christmas? I guess I feel like we did because we had all that snow and so the kids were trapped inside. They weren't at school. I don't know. It felt like we already had Christmas break even though we didn't have the presents. Anyway, just 12 days till Christmas. And somebody has come up with the formula for the perfect Christmas according to a new survey of what folks like to do over their Christmas break, which basically is a lot of vegging and a lot of binging on food and movies. Okay, perfect Christmas includes 4 inches of snow outside. That ain't happening. Having one real Christmas tree, getting 7 presents. I can't remember the last time I got 7 presents. Yeah, I'm lucky to get one for my husband and some stuff my kids make me. It's usually glued together and I have to throw it away later because it breaks. 7 presents, watching 5 Christmas movies. You got to get your binging in on Christmas. Having as many family members together as possible, that's always great. And eating dinner at 2:33 p.m. Yeah, that way you can digest it and have time for a second dessert, right? All right. Yep, 12 days till Christmas. So if you haven't gotten shopping done, ooh, get out there now and get her done. Meanwhile, did you see this? First, it was Dick's. It may have to close 35 stores. They're hunting and camping outdoors line stores. In the wake of the, you know, gun stuff they did. This is what happens when you assume that because everyone you know is liberal, that, you know, you go make a corporate decision without doing surveying and studying your core constituency, and you just go by what your friends think. And then you're shocked to find out it hurts you. Did you see this? Boy Scouts did the same thing. Boy Scouts of America is considering declaring bankruptcy. Ugh, what a mess. Yep. That's amid lagging membership and an avalanche of costly sex abuse allegations. Yeah. It's a mess. Leaders have hired Chicago law firm Sidley Austin for help in a potential Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing. They have been fending off lawsuits over alleged abuse, including one filed by four former scouts who called the Boy Scouts a pedophile magnet and alleged they were molested. The organization has reportedly lost, listen to this, two-thirds of its members, some 4 million boys since the 1970s. The Mormon Church, where Scout membership was long considered a rite of passage, has yanked... But what the Mormon Church basically did was just kick the Boy Scouts out. They said, no, not on our properties. We're done here. After the gay stuff. Not the abuse, but just the acceptance stuff. Gay Scout leaders, stuff like that. The Mormon Church... where Scout membership was longer considered a rite of passage, has yanked 610,000 Scouts over the last 2 years. And that's simply by just saying, listen, we're not going to have the troops on our church. We're not going to affiliate with them. Right? We're done with the organization. So that alone cost them 610,000 Scouts. Apparently, scouting was a huge thing with Mormons. And if that weren't enough, the Girl Scouts are suing the Boy Scouts for trademark infringement and dilution after the Boy Scouts decided to drop the boy and just reband as Scouts. They say that causes confusion. Is it Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts? Well, I think they're supposed to cause confusion, right? With the whole gender thing. What a mess. You know what is amazing about this to me? My husband is an Eagle Scout. I don't know if any of you out there are Eagle Scouts or if you just love scouting. So I remember just back when we were dating and stuff, I just assumed if we had sons, he'd probably be a Scout leader. And he would definitely be deeply involved in it. And he did too. Well, fast forward to now, my husband, the former Eagle Scout, is adamant about not joining Boy Scouts. He doesn't want anything to do with them. My sons have never been in it. My daughter's in American Heritage Girls. I loved Girl Scouts. I had the best troop leaders. They were awesome. All the girls in my church were in there. You grew up knowing those girls. You know who that was scouting. Yeah, scouting at my church growing up, I don't know if it was like this for you, that was what you did to as a group and to meet everybody and to bond, and then you graduated out of scouting and usually into youth group, right? That's why my church is like that now. Except the Girl Scout troop at my church is so small that they have their meetings in one room. And when the American Heritage Girls meets, we take up two entire floors of the building. And so now kids at my school, at my church, they go through American Heritage Girls and then they move on to youth group when they kind of age out of that. What a change. Texter writes, boy, this texter has nailed it. Boy Scouts filing for bankruptcy looks like the left has accomplished their goal. Yes. It's the same with the NFL. Force, ram leftist viewpoints that are not supported by the majority down people's throats or destroy the organization in the process. Either way, they win. You know what, by the way, you know what this is an attack on? This is no different from what we've seen the last couple of weeks. What, we got Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer's got to go because it's not politically correct. It's got to go. It's got the Little Mermaid. It's done. Can't have that anymore. No more Snow White. She didn't consent. We're going to have to get rid of Charlie Brown Thanksgiving because the black kid ended up in the broken chair. Never mind that Charles M. Schulz was a huge civil rights advocate. Just ridiculous misrepresentation of his beliefs and his work. And so, you know, what are all these things? They are iconic American things. What is the NFL? It's an iconic, uniquely American thing. What about the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts? Same thing. A unique part of the cultural fabric that is identifiable as iconically American. Well, again, look at everything that's under attack right now. You got to look at it all. This is an attack on American culture and anything considered to be identifiable as uniquely American. Part of the threat. Does that make sense? That's what the goal is here. If anything has even the slightest American varnish to it, if the Europeans would never do it or they don't have a comparable thing, it's got to go. Because American culture is bad and evil and must be destroyed. Texture writes, Christmas break, what's that? I only get Christmas day off, and my husband has to work that day. So says Miss Veronica. I mean Christmas break for kids. Yeah, they get like two whopping weeks off. No wonder they get so lazy, the little buggers. Texture writes, Dicks had to live up to their name and went full-blown anti-gun. Good riddance. The Scouts have been infiltrated by leftists for decades now. Not surprised. Texture writes, Sleeping Beauty couldn't consent either. Shaking my head. See, that's going to be a problem. Texture writes, our Club Scout den is thriving with new kids. The Youth Protection Plan is more in depth than the Diocese of Charleston's program. I think that's great. I don't have any problem with the Scout troops succeeding. I think that's wonderful. You know, do what you will. But nationally, it's not working out. Texture writes, we need a new TV channel dedicated just to the things that have offended liberals. I bet it would kill in the ratings. Getting a text to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line about the bankruptcy of the Boy Scouts. Boy Scouts of America considering declaring bankruptcy. What ails it? Okay. The Wednesday report comes in the wake of sinking membership, multiple controversies surrounding the 108-year organization, including sex abuse allegations, its controversial decision to change its name from Boy Scouts to just Scouts. And allow girls into the program. As the organization has made decisions deemed to be more inclusive, like allowing openly gay scouts in 2013 and scout masters in 2015, as well as the 2018 decision to allow girls, membership has continued to decline sharply from over 4 million members at its peak to a claimed 2.3 million members at present. The numbers will likely continue to decline, according to the Boy Scouts. It's part of their bankruptcy, potential bankruptcy filing. Earlier this year, the Mormon Church announced the end of a longstanding relationship with the Boy Scouts and the formation of its own program for boys beginning in 2020. A move that could cost the organization almost a third of its members. I had no idea the Mormon Church was so heavily into the Boy Scouts. The church was reportedly deeply troubled by the group's decision to allow openly gay leaders. Additionally, the Boy Scouts have come under criticism for keeping records of sex abuse perpetrated by Scoutmasters called the perversion files under wraps for decades instead of revealing them to the public. Do you know what was going on there, by the way? And a lot of people hate the Boy Scouts for this, but looking at it from a legal perspective, they shouldn't. There were pedophiles who were moving around the country, and what they would do is they would, you know, become Scoutmaster, troop leader, whatever, I don't know what they call them, at a particular troop. And they would get busted, parents, you know, reporting uncomfortable stuff. But in cases where there was not enough to indict them or convict them or, you know, it was just whispers. So they didn't have anything criminally on them. They couldn't prove it. But they wanted to get rid of them before they did something bad. They'd boot them out, right? Well, they were putting their names on a national list because what a lot of these guys would do is they just move to another state, take over another troop. And so in the cases where you could prove something had happened, it's not a big deal, but the problem is libel. You can't put somebody's name on a list of sex offenders if they have not been convicted of doing that. They can sue you. I mean, that's slander. I mean, that's, you know, you got to prove they did it. You can't do that. That would humiliate them publicly. So they had to keep the list secret. And so what the Boy Scouts were doing is they knew they had a massive pedophile problem. It was huge. I mean, it's thousands of names on this list. Think about that. Thousands of names of men who, this is just since the 70s, men just moving around the country, trying to worm their way into another troop. And by the way, if you don't think people are doing this today with your child's soccer team anything your children are on, you need to wake up. I mean, think about it. Thousands of men willing to move around the country to try to infiltrate a new troop. So bad that the Boy Scouts of America headquarters had to keep a list to keep them out. And they're being sued for not making that list public because some of these guys ended up abusing kids. You think that's terrible, but they can't. They couldn't make it public because they didn't have charges. They didn't have a criminal conviction. You put somebody's name on a list of pedophiles with no criminal conviction, honey, you were talking to having to pay them out millions of dollars. So they were caught between a rock and a hard place. But this shows you the extent of the predation on this group. And again, I guarantee you, it's not just the Boy Scouts. I mean, look what just happened in Simpsonville. Kid soccer coach. You know what I had a soccer coach tell me recently? This to me was insane. It doesn't matter who he is. He's a listener. I was talking to him at a kid's birthday party, and he was there, and I was there, right? And some of the parents had left the birthday party, left the kids there. Oh, no, I don't leave my kids at anybody's house, ever. You can't, not today. Especially not when your child is in kindergarten like mine was. And he said, yeah, you know, I'm going to stay here for the whole party. I said, yeah, me too. I don't leave my children anywhere. I don't know the people. And he said, you wouldn't believe, you know, I'm a kid's soccer coach. I said, these parents don't even know me, and they just drop their kids off and leave first practice. And they don't come back till the end. He said, some of these parents, I only see them when they drop the kids off. He's like, wow. I mean, you know, I just the trust these parents have in people they don't even know. I know. It's crazy. Anyway, I don't do that. You can't. Not today. That's like my husband. My boys are in wrestling right now. He sits there the entire time. He doesn't leave. And if I'm there the whole time. My daughter's at practice. I am there the entire time. I do not leave. And if I couldn't stay the whole time, then we just wouldn't go to that practice. You have to be that way. You have to wake up and see what's going on. I mean, these people do this. They will make it in anywhere they can. There are a lot of them. And just because you look up somebody's name on a sex offender list does not mean you're covered. You're not. A lot of them have never been busted. So all this going on, and it's a mess. Texter writes, Tara, consider trail life for your boys. It's Christian Boy Scouts. I'm putting my boys in when they're old enough. Yeah, we don't have that at our church yet. So I just haven't done it. I think they're going to, the boys, unfortunately, are going to miss out on scouting. Texter writes, Boy Scout situation, very sad to former scouts. That's why I'm pushing trail life. Eagle Scouts who have crossed over say it is tougher. That's great. Needless to say, trail life is booming. Another texter writes, Truck stop economic report would say that our economy is booming. By the way, do you know that orders for rigs, like trucks, have doubled in the last year? They have a 9-month delay. They're 9 months behind the industry. They can't keep up with it. And they need the trucks to carry the goods we're making as we head into a recession. Okay. Must be true. The media said so. Texter writes, the truck stop economic report would say that our economy is booming. Trucks are taking time out along the exit ramps because of a lack of truck stop space. Yeah, imagine when they double the orders for semi-trucks. And when they finally get them on the road. It's a good problem to have, that texter wrote. Yes, it is. Texter writes, if the Scouts had a backbone like Chick-fil-A, they would probably be bigger than ever, but they sold out and deserve to be their own demise. Texter writes, yes, we are going to get into this. The upstate pastor's wife got a Lamborghini because the money came from a tax-free business. NFL players get taxes taken out of their salaries. Alleged pastors don't pay taxes. Time for to pay taxes like the rest of us, this texter writes. Texter writes, Tara, an alternative to the Scouts is the Royal Rangers Ministry. It goes from K-5 to 18 years old. Another texter writes, ooh, this is an edgy text. It simply amazes me there aren't more murdered pedophiles. By the way, when I read the text line, housekeeping note here, because I'm reading the text on the text line does not mean I agree with the text on the text line. It means I'm trying to add the thoughts of our listeners, which are often different from mine. So if you hear me read a text, do not assume. I had this the other day. Do not assume that means I agree with it. It just simply means it's interesting and you put it in front of my face. I thought it would add to the conversation, provoke other people who perhaps do not agree also to text in as well. Texter writes, this is just, it's advancing away. Where did this go? Oh, texter writes, why is your suburban female Democrat voting friend seeking your viewpoint if she truly believes Trump is finished? perhaps dissonance caused by an improved economy allows her a middle class lifestyle unable under the 8 years of Obama's reign. Now, I think my girlfriends from college just think it's interesting to hear my perspective because it's so shockingly different from what they believe, because they get most of their news from, like, you know, CNN and NPR. That's all. All right, coming up, love doing these because they tell you what people care about. The top 10 Google searches of 2018. Wait to hear these coming up. So what do people in America care about? I love looking at the Google searches for the end of the year. Things that concerned us so much, we had to stop our day, go on Google, and look it up. And, well, you know, you look at this and you can see, well, I'm just going to read it to you. Number 10. Most popular Google search in the entire country, the midterm election results. Number 9, Demi Lovato, who spent 2 months in rehab after overdosing this summer. Number 8, Stan Lee, who passed away last month at 95. Number 7, a story right out of South Carolina, the Mega Millions results. Yep, some guy in South Carolina bought a winning ticket worth $1.5 billion in October. By the way, we still don't know who he is. He hasn't come forward. Interesting, huh? Hope he knows it's him. Number 6, the movie Black Panther, which hit theaters in February. So it's the number 6th most Googled thing. Number 5, Anthony Bourdain, who died 3 days after Kate. Both were officially ruled suicide by hanging. Number 4, fashion designer, an extremely selfish mother, in my opinion, Kate Spade, who died in June. She killed herself. Wrote a note to her teenage daughter. Ugh. I'm not going to say any more about that. Just an utter act of selfishness. Number 3, rapper Mac Miller, who died of an overdose in September. Number 2, Hurricane Florence, another Carolina story. Slammed into the Carolinas back in September. And the number 1 most Googled thing, the World Cup. What? Yes, in America. France won it back in July. They beat Croatia 4-2 in the final. Kind of amazing it's number 1 since the U.S. didn't even make the World Cup this year. See, that's the thing. I mean, we are literally fighting a battle to save this country every day, are we not? We got major issues that will completely alter the culture of this country before us. Number 1 most Googled thing, the World Cup. Were we playing in it? No. The midterm elections don't even appear till number 10. All of the rest of this is like Hollywood stuff. For the most part. What does that tell you? Just the mindset of the average individual. The average individual has no clue. Texter writes, good to know your friends are at least watching the news, Tara. It's actually worse than that nationwide. The young people get their news from Stephen Colbert. Well, apparently I don't get any news at all. Yeah, they're not Googling anything that has anything to do with news. They have not a clue. Texter writes, why isn't there a national pedophile registry? We register almost everything else, including guns. So we don't register our guns on a national registry. At least not one we know of. Government may have one, we don't. Texter writes, the pedophile murder text. Yes, somebody texted in saying it's amazing more pedophiles aren't murdered. Texter writes, the pedophile murder text with the lack of respect for human life and the huge numbers of alleged perpetrators, it speaks well of the victims that more murders aren't attempted. I'm surprised by that, too. Yeah. All right. 800-347-1063. Text line 71307. Stuff people searching the most. All right. Coming up on the show, we had so much to do today. Did you see what the new attorney general of New York did? I told you this would begin to spread. I'm going to tell you about this coming up. She has won her race. She's very excited about it. So there's a video of her that has emerged. And then she's asked about, wow, you know, you're doing great. Is you won here? What are you going to do? Oh, I'm going to go after Trump. He's going to know my name, she says. I'm going to sue him. Okay, because the way it used to be a long time ago in this country when we had rule of law, that was like, I don't know, what, 10 years ago? Maybe 15? Would be like you would commit a crime or appear to have committed a crime, and then you would come to the attention of a prosecutor, like the New York Attorney General. Now, if you have the wrong political views, they vow to investigate you to find a crime. We fought the revolution over that, by the way. That's why we have something called the Fourth Amendment. You have to have evidence of a crime, and they have to get a warrant. Not anymore. And look, folks, I told you this would spread to the state level. And so it has. And before you know it, you're going to have, you know, hard-fought Senate races, House races, where the attorneys general will just start investigations because they don't like the politics. I'm telling you, that's where this is going.